You're listening to the Discovery COVID-19 podcast. Our expert guests help you to understand coronavirus disease 2019 and how you can manage your health, well-being, and financial security during this time.
My name is Louisa Niehaus. I'm a psychotherapist with a specialization in trauma, and I practice in Gauteng. Today I'm talking about cultivating compassion in a changed working landscape. Coping with the mental health stress of working remotely and also with the stress of returning to the office are relevant, as people seem to be doing a blend of both now and likely will be for some time to come. Our jobs are important to us. People can often feel that they are in the same storm with others, yet not feel that they are in the same boat. Work provides stability, sustenance, and traditionally we have spent the greater part of our day at work. Given the volatility of job security, many people are finding themselves taking on additional work in order to keep their jobs secure. And all this in the face of a vastly different working environment. You might be working from home and spending part of your time at the office, attempting to manage your and your family's concerns regarding exposure to others and hygiene protocols, also trying to manage your own stress levels and keeping an even keel at work. Personal issues are generally not appropriate to bring to the workplace. However, with our dramatically changed new world, mental health does not seem to be quite the private space it used to be. Crises can resurface due to past traumas, and it is difficult to contain trauma when past issues are triggered. Working and living as we are in unprecedented and uncertain times has the potential for these past traumas and our reactions to them to surface in a working environment. What has changed is that the world as a collective is experiencing and reacting to a trauma. This in itself is unprecedented. This trauma and our reactions to it have seeped into every aspect of our lives, no more so than the workplace. And working from home has presented many of us with challenges. Managing homeschooling, utilizing one's personal space as a working environment, and a significant decrease in in-person interactions. There is much more time spent alone and online, a lowering of boundaries with regards to working hours. For example, maybe one of your colleagues works best at midnight and you are receiving emails at midnight. The immediacy of the temptation to respond is triggered, leading you to compromise your own personal boundaries. So how does one manage the new landscape that is our working environment? Given that the working environment has now brought to the fore personal issues and hitherto private reactions to stress, ultimately, we are all human beings having a human experience. Let's look at vulnerability. All of us are vulnerable, no matter what position we occupy in our working hierarchy. We are vulnerable to stress, to the ebbs and flows of life, and to trauma. The ability to express one's vulnerability within the context of a peer group that feels safe will allow you to be more understanding of the vulnerabilities of others. And in so doing, others may feel more able to relate to you. Expressing your vulnerability in an appropriate setting also allows for compassion, openness, and the possibilities of a more authentic working relationship. Naming emotions reduces tension and ultimately opens the door to addressing them. Self-awareness. A sense of self-awareness regarding what you are feeling and how you are experiencing life or your reactions to a changing working environment and the world in general allows you to separate yourself from reacting to others. For example, if you are aware that you express your anxiety as frustration, this means that you will be better able to identify when you are experiencing anxiety, as opposed to merely feeling frustrated at colleagues in your working environment. Empathy. Self-awareness will also equip you to be more empathic and understanding when you experience colleagues displaying uncharacteristic behaviors. Practicing vulnerability and self-awareness will foster empathy. Corporate culture and identity is often rooted in mirroring the behaviors of those around us, and often management serve as influential role models for compassionate acts and demonstrating care for people's basic needs. Colleagues can also create new environments by showing interest in others' welfare, and this can be done by checking in on individuals and their families, expressing gratitude either with words or even small tokens of appreciation, or publicly recognizing compassionate acts taken by others. Having greater empathy with regard to extended leave, additional sick days, and understanding the need to work from home. And this includes all the complexities that are involved in working from home, such as homeschooling or taking into account single staff members who may be working in relative isolation. It's really difficult to ask employees who are preoccupied with their basic needs to focus on productivity. And alleviating or having empathy for basic concerns for people will foster a better working environment and go some way to alleviating extra stress. Compassion. Ultimately, it is our compassion that defines us as human beings. Compassion literally means to suffer together, and it is defined as the feeling that arises when you are confronted with another's suffering and feel motivated to relieve that suffering. Practicing compassion also has a positive effect. Our heart rate slows down, and we secrete a bonding hormone known as oxytocin. And regions of the brain linked to empathy, caregiving, and feelings of pleasure light up, which often results in us wanting to approach and care for other people. At this point in time, practicing compassion and ultimately kindness will go a long way in connecting with others in the workplace in a much more meaningful way, and in turn, alleviate some of our own tension, anxiety, and suffering, and also that of others.
This podcast was brought to you by Discovery. Stay informed, stay healthy.